It's the herb at the end of the world. It's the herb at the end of the world. It's the time I took some time to heal.
It's time
I took some time to heal.
It's time
I took some time to heal. And I feel Hey everybody, Sam Wise here. Thanks for joining us for another episode of Herb at the End of the World. And we have a really special episode for you today that feels really sweet and true and close to my heart. And it is an interview with my partner, Seed Minkin, about burdock and mental health stigma and the beauty of loving oneself amidst all the challenges that this world sets up for folks. So I hope you enjoy it. I think it's really beautiful. And I also want to let you know that in this episode, we touch on themes of wanting to give up, which, that happens for folks. So if you decide that right now is not a good time to listen to this episode, that's totally okay. If you need support, encourage you to check out some resources in the show notes, including the number for Trans Lifeline, the number for the Suicide and Crisis Hotline, and some warm lines, which are for folks who just need someone to talk to, and those can be different depending on what state you're in. So just want to send a lot of love and compassion and care to everyone who is listening, and really appreciate everyone's presence and journey, and want to encourage you to keep loving, keep fighting, keep being true to who you are, because we need you all. So thank you so much for listening to this episode, and I hope you enjoy it. And welcome to another episode of Herb at the End of the World. I am your host, Samwise Raridan, and I'm sitting here with my partner, Seed Minkin, and enjoying this beautiful afternoon outside on our porch, listening to the wind and the wind chimes. And today we're going to talk a little bit about our friend burdock. Not our actual friend burdock, but like the plant burdock.
Hi, burdock.
Hey. Arctium lapa. Plant, not human. Welcome, Seed.
Nice to be here.
Thank you so much for being down to have this chat with me. I really appreciate it.
Thanks.
So, burdock, plant of the month, maybe from a little bit of last month to this month, noticing that sometimes plants like to have more time in their unfolding, and the way that they want to share wisdom, and the way that I'm able to like receive that wisdom. So really grateful to be here in this moment to talk about it, and have the spaciousness it needs. I'm curious, Seed, if you would be done to share a little bit about your experience with burdock. It's a plant that we use a lot in our house, and I'm curious what your experience of it is.
Yeah, so I'm drinking what we call our house tea right now, which is kind of like has been like a really, really big like influence and support in my life. It's got burdock and dandelion and cloves, cardamom, star anise, cinnamon.
Reishi on a good day.
Reishi on a good day. Turmeric. I think that's it.
Are you quizzing yourself to see if you know the tea ingredients?
Yeah. Don't quite have the proportions as memorized as you do, and my batches are not as good as yours. But
it's just different.
Yeah, it's just different. It's really delicious, grounding tea that I really like to have warm in the morning as like a non-coffee most of the time drinker. Or iced with some coconut milk on a hot day.
Licorice.
Yes. Yeah. So I was like, well, it's the sweetness and also something that I really enjoy, the licorice. Thanks. And it really just like makes me feel more grounded and just kind of, like evened out. Like I'm able to move through, the like stress and challenges of the day to day and like larger stress and challenges of the day. I'm a youth educator and I do youth programs, and a lot of the jobs that I've had and that I have take like a lot of like creative planning and space holding, visioning, and like maintaining energy. Which can be a lot. And so, yeah, I definitely find, like, on the days when I'm, like, drinking this house tea that, like, I'll take some with me for the morning, and I'll, like, pack a little jar of some, like, iced house tea to have, like, later in the day, or, like, just to, yeah, help me, like, feel grounded and supported. And it's just really, really lovely. So yeah, a lot of my experience is consuming burdock through tea, and then I also take it in oxymol form, which is the root chopped up in apple cider vinegar with honey that you make, which is really lovely. 10 out of 10 recommend being nesting partners with an herbalist. It has a lot of great perks.
Any drawbacks?
Come here, let me look at that. I think that would be the main drawback. But yeah, I think that was one where it was like, hey, I'm like really wanting burdock, like can you make me burdock? And you're like, okay, yes, I will make you some burdock, which is really sweet. And I like it in the oxymol form. I try to do that as a daily, but sometimes taking like daily more like medicine type of stuff is a little bit harder for me to stay on top of, as opposed to like food as medicine. But I definitely lean on it really heavily in times when I like am feeling more stressed or anxious, or just like have a lot, when I'm holding a lot. And I feel like it's something that can kind of help like all of the moving pieces just kind of like drop down, and I can just like be in my body and stay grounded in my body and like not get like swept away in the like stress and anxiety. And as someone that has been like diagnosed with bipolar 2 and didn't like have a good experience like taking I was like on like lithium for a couple of months and just yeah wanting to try, at least at this point in my life, using herbs to kind of like help support me if I'm feeling more down, or if I'm starting to feel myself feeling more up, to like using burdock as something to help like me feel more like grounded and level, and totally like, you know, not to discount, like pharmaceuticals being like in mood stabilizers, and like psychoactive drugs like as being supportive, but just like for me and my experience, like right now, Burdock is like working really well, and yeah.
Yeah. Thank you so much for sharing that. Really appreciate the vulnerability. So much power in that. And yeah, I'm curious to ask you, like, I think particularly, you know, I hear you say there's like the tea and then there's the tincture slash like oximal. How do you experience like taking burdock, which, you know, for folks who don't know, it's a food, you can eat it. It's like rooty, a little bit sweet almost, very nutritious, but yeah, like how does it feel when it like kind of settles into your body either through like the tea or the oximal? Like do you have a sensation of like how it feels when it's like the plant, the extract of the plant is like meeting your cells? Do you know what I mean?
I don't know if I get like that molecular with it, but yeah, I think that like when I drink it or when I take the oximal, like I can kind of like feel like my like tension relax, or like I can feel myself like kind of like exhale, and ways in which I like was like you know, feeling tense or like feeling this holding, like there's like this letting go. Mm. And then, like in that letting go, it's like, oh, I didn't even really realize that I was holding. I think about it of like squeezing a fist. This is something one of my therapists talked to me about before, of like squeezing a fist, and that the thing that can help relax a fist is just like putting a hand over it. Mm. And then that can make the fist soften without even, you know, doing anything to the on the inside of the holding of the fist. It's like, you know, something that can kind of like just like kind of like wrap around me like a weighted blanket. Mm. And just like help me soften a little bit.
I love that. That's such a beautiful image of this like tight constricted fist, and this like, for folks who can't, you know, see us, so you'd put their other hand like really gently on top of that fist. And I love this idea of like meeting that constriction and that tightness with like a lot of gentleness, like a really like gentle holding, which like I'm gonna get nerdy for a moment and could refer to yes, one of my herb books that talks about burdock as like helping to like really gently redistribute energy and like really gently just kind of like dissolve a blockage so that energy can move a little bit more easily around. It's a motorcycle. We're waiting. And yeah, I just, when you did that motion of like the tight fist and like the gentle support on top of that fist, it's like, ah, like here's how we can like meet this constriction, this kind of like tightness, this choke point, with like that gentleness to like help it dissolve on its own time and its own accord, with that like gentle nourishment, that gentle holding. Yeah. So what plants do you like to use with burdock?
I really like pairing, well, I talked about all the plants that go into the burdock tea, and I feel like that in and of itself is a really nice balance, and just like really like warming and grounding and delicious. And in terms of like oximals, or tinctures, I really like a lemon balm oximal, because it's like really tasty and it's cooling, and I feel like it also can help with like anxiety and depression type of stuff. So yeah, when I think too, like when I'm like in the, okay, I'm taking my oximals every day space, like I'll take like 3 to 5 dropperfuls of burdock and 3 to 5 dropperfuls of the lemon balm. And those I feel good with having, you know, either once a day or throughout the day, very consistently, kind of like all the time, for just like either maintenance or if I'm moving through something like more acutely. And then, yeah, if I'm feeling like I need more support than just like maintenance type of stuff, I really enjoy blue vervain, which that's in tincture form, right?
Mm-hmm.
And that can help with like looping thoughts or too much anxiety with nowhere to go, just like feeling debilitated by anxiety. And that is just like a drop or a couple drops or a dropper, and we'll use that more infrequently. I try to like just use it if I need it, and like not take that one on like a daily unless like that's what's happening, or what's called for. And I think, yeah, while I'm like talking about themes of like mental health and anxiety and depression and bipolar, I want to mention that like one plant that's been like really helpful and supportive is a pasque flower essence for like panic attacks or when it's just like I need to like get like a breath of fresh air and like really have some like deep gentleness in my body. That one is really sweet, of just like a drop. Cool. Oh, and I can't forget about our good friend chamomile.
Oh god, always. Our good friend chamomile.
I feel like that one's like so integrated into just like drinking it like every single evening and just like during the day, if I, you know, need it, I almost just like don't forget about chamomile. But yeah, chamomile is really great, and I need my chamomile optimal refilled. I feel like I've asked
put it on
this,
my
like,
desk.
Couple of times.
Put it on my
and
desk.
It just hasn't happened. But yeah, that one I'll usually take like the chamomile, the burdock, and the lemon balm on a consistent basis if I have them stocked. But I also just drink a lot of chamomile tea. Like, the amount of chamomile tea that we go through in our household, we should really be growing fields of chamomile.
We really should. And one day we will.
One day we will. Yeah. I love chamomile with rose. And I think just, like, trying to be mindful of, like, if I am feeling like lower energy, being mindful of caffeine, of like not wanting to feel too up. So like peppermint has been such a game changer in that, of if it's like later in the day, to be able to have something that like can be like gently stimulating, but not, yeah, not make it so that I can't sleep. I will just say, just if someone in the algorithms of search comes across this, of like one thing that I do have like in the medicine cabinet, like in case I am like having trouble sleeping, is like I'll take like a half a Benadryl, which can be helpful for me. I know Benadryl is different for everybody, but that was like a useful tool that someone shared with me. But I am curious to try more like passion flower and valerian, mm-hmm, for that, and some other stuff, but yeah, it's nice to have something that also can just be like reliable.
Yeah, it's nice to have
the tools that you need and like know how the tools work.
Mm-hmm.
I really don't feel like a purist in that way. Like herbs, only like
you take ibuprofen, Annalise.
I know, but we don't take too much of it because over time it could actually lead to like there's studies coming out about NSAIDs, which is the category of pharmaceutical that is the over-the-counter drug that's like linking it to stroke and like heart disease. And they're also like hard on your tummy. They're hard on your stomach if you take them like a lot consistently, which yeah, I was worried about at one point when I had costochondritis, which is an inflammation of the ribs. And I was like, no, I can't get an ulcer on top of this. So, but yeah, the tools that you need at the time that you need them, it's like really great to have that and like, yeah, know what works for you and like, you know, use what you got in the way that you need it. So thank you for sharing about, yeah, some of the plants that you work with. And yeah, definitely shout out to the pasque flower as a way to, I almost want to say like interrupt a panic attack or like, you know, the ramping up energy. That's how I feel it in my body, at least, is like kind of this like whoop, 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 like kind of like, oh, I'm gathering all my like panic energy. It helps like dissipate that. And yeah, I've seen that change the trajectory of that energy in myself and in others, and it's like pretty wild to see that. So in previous conversations, we've talked a little bit about stigma around mental health, and I'm wondering if you'd be willing to share some of your experience with that, or how you experience that, if you experience that.
Yeah. I'd say that I've definitely experienced and like still to like many degrees experience a lot of stigma around mental health. And yeah, like especially since like being diagnosed as like having like or like moving with the energy of like bipolar has really had me just like have to like be like with my like feelings around that stigma and yeah, feelings of like shame or like disappointment or discomfort or like embarrassment. And kind of like learning and continuing to like relearn how to like love myself and all parts of me and to not feel ashamed of like the feelings or emotions that I have or like the energy I have or like the ways in which like my body like experiences and moves through the world. Yeah, and as like a trans person, I feel like I have like some like reference points for how to like exist like in a body and like exist in a world that might have like some things to say about the ways in which I exist. And just how like there still is like so much like stigma around mental health and this like uplifting of like neurotypical normal like togetherness that's kind of just like consistently in the background, to the point of like honestly feeling like really hesitant about like doing this podcast episode, just because it still feels edgy to be like outing myself as bipolar and what like comes with that. And I think that I'm like really wanting to like be with like who I am and like be with my mental health and my body and navigate through the world and like know that like this is just like a part of like humanness and that it's not something to be like ashamed of or have to like hide from, and that from like vulnerability and openness can come like community and connection and understanding. And like connecting with other people that have had like similar experiences to me. And also feeling inspired to feel this like central connection to my body and to plants like burdock that can help me feel better in my body, as opposed to feeling like, oh, like there's like nothing that I can do about this and this is just like all consuming and like I should just give up. But like, oh no, there's actually like tools that I can use. And over the past 7 years, like being more attuned with my body and like what I need and like what tools are helpful and like how to use them has actually been like really empowering. And seeing like mental health is not something that's like debilitating, but like something that I can like move through the world with, and like honoring and appreciating like, you know, I'm thinking about a conversation with a friend and like talking about like creativity and like manifestation energy that can come from folks that like navigate like mental health and like mental illnesses and like bipolar being one of them, and how like there's like some sweetness and like being able to like be like more at peace and ease with myself, and to like utilize like the gifts that I have for this world, and to not give up when things are feeling hard.
Yeah. It's really beautifully said. Thanks for sharing that with us. Yeah, I'm feeling a lot of gratitude for you. Your strength and vulnerability, and feeling a lot of gratitude for the plants that can help accompany us in this particular iteration of humanness. Like, it's a pretty wild time to be alive. There's a lot to be anxious about. There's a lot to be worried about. There's a lot to feel sad about or angry about or all the things. And I feel really grateful that we have like so many plant friends to help meet us in those energies and like help soften them, like the gentle hand on the clenched fist we talked about earlier, and what can happen with that gentleness. So thank you again so much for sharing your experiences and is there anything else that you'd like to share at this time?
No, thanks.
Okay. Thank you, Seed.
You've been listening to The Herb at the End of the World, a podcast created by me, Samwise Verdon, a community herbalist. And I am a herbalist, teacher, and organizer of Germanic, Celtic, and Lebanese lineage, living as a guest in unceded Shawnee, Osage, Ofo, and Mesopelia, otherwise colonially known as Edina and Hopewell Land in Athens, Ohio. This podcast will always be offered freely, and if you're inspired by this work and want to support this podcast and others in accessing healing and learning, please consider joining us as a patron on Patreon. If you're inspired by this work and you want to do something that's not monetary, it is a huge help to leave us a 5-star review wherever you listen to podcasts so more folks can find out about these resources. Thank you so much for listening, and thank you for being interested in healing, love, and revolution.